Welcome to Across the Couch. This is your weekly escape from the everyday hustle. I'm Meg.
And I'm Blue. Your host here to dive into the latest in pop culture, lifestyle trends, and all things that let us leave reality behind.
Because sometimes the best stories are told across the couch.
Right before the new year.
It's like that weird period of time where most people are literally not working, but some like still have work, and you just like don't even know what day it is. There's like a lot of travel happening, but specifically right now I feel like everyone and their mother, including myself, is sick. Like there is something going on.
You sound totally fine. It's in your head. You do sound a little unlike yourself in a way, but you still sound great. But I agree. I feel like this is like such a weird time, like right before the new year, the end of year. A lot of people are either like off or working or barely working. Definitely, I don't know about you, weather is a little more consistent over there. Whereas here, it was like in the 20s and 30s last week, and it's currently 55 degrees. Like I wore a t-shirt out. And I was sweating. So sickness is definitely going to go around. So you just caught it early. But I don't know what day it is, honestly. I've had off since Christmas Eve, and I'm like, today's a Monday? Or a Tuesday? A Wednesday? What is it?
No, literally, I just can't with getting sick. Like, I haven't been this sick in a really long time. And it started over, like, Christmas night, actually. I remember falling asleep on the couch, and I was like, I woke up in a pool of my own sweat. And I was like, ew, what is happening to me? And then I go to like actual bed. I wake up in the morning and Kevin is like a kid on Christmas. Like he was up and ready by 7, like wanted to do presents before we even ate, before I had coffee. Like he was ready to go. And I literally couldn't get myself to move. Like I was shaking. I was in pain. Like everything hurt. And I was like, oh my God, this is not good. This is Christmas. Like don't ruin it. So I like just forced myself to like get up, get a shower, get myself ready. But yeah, whatever cold this is just hit me like a ton of bricks. And now I feel a lot better physically. It's just all the congestion and I have this crazy nasty cough that won't go away that's still lingering. So I just sound gross, but I'm on the mend.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better because I mean, honestly, waking up on Christmas is probably sick. Is probably like the worst feeling. So I'm glad that you're kind of like past the like the bulk of sickness. You're in recovery now.
Yeah, thank God. It was honestly rough, but I was like, okay, I guess Christmas morning, you can't wake up feeling like a kid every time, you know, being all healthy and still having to do Christmas. But it ended up still being a great, great day. And yeah, I honestly, I'm like, Christmas now feels so long ago. What did we even do all Christmas?
It does. We spent the holiday with my family around like lunchtime and then came back home and then went back there for dinner because they live around like the corner from us. So not a far commute. But no, it was nice. We just kind of like late. It was a very chill Christmas, which is how I prefer to have it anyway these days. So that was nice. Christmas Eve definitely is like the superior day to Christmas, though. Day just seems like a chore anymore, I feel like. But like Christmas Eve, you feel the magic is coming. Nowadays, you're let down because there is no magic anymore. But how is yours? Other than being sick, what did you guys do?
So my dad was visiting. So we got all together. We honestly, all three of us did so well in gifts for one another this year. It was crazy. Like there were only three of us and there was so much under the tree. It was insane. But I had a very special gift for my dad this year. So I started off the morning with that. For obviously most people who don't know, my stepmom, his wife, just passed away recently. So I wanted to do like a really sweet, touching gift. And I found, which is funny because we were talking about AI last week, like I found this way to use AI for a sweet little gift. And it was essentially taking a voice note from the person who passed away, uploading it into this software, and then kind of like using the AI to match their voice to a new message that I was like able to write up. And then I downloaded that and put it over like photos starting from like when they first met all the way until, you know, like the last picture they took together. And I put it in this little video book. So I was like, okay, we have to start Christmas with like that gift because I know he's going to cry and it's going to be emotional. And then we'll, you know, follow suit with all the other fun gifts. So that was really cool. And he was like just so shocked and touched and it was awesome. I took a little video of his reaction and it was so sweet. I like literally tear up every time I watch it. But that was adorable. And then we got into all the other gifts. And then one of my gifts was actually hockey skates, which is funny because Kevin is, you know, plays hockey, works in hockey. And he, you know, took us to the ice rink that he manages. And we had the whole thing to ourselves. And we literally just skated on his ice. Like, it was awesome. My dad even got on skates. It was so funny. And just like a moment of time that I'll like never forget. That was so cool. So yeah, that was our Christmas day. And then we just kind of came back and I made some dinner. Way too much food for all of us. And then we just kind of chilled and had some espressos before just like going to bed, which sounds kind of weird, but the espresso machine was a Christmas gift that was a must to play with. How about you?
I mean, I love having espresso before. I know you're saying it's weird, but I love like espresso before bed. It doesn't wake me up or keep me up. So when people are like, oh, aren't you like wired? No. It's such like a nice wind down. I will say, the thing I would suggest to make now that you have a new machine, and I'm so excited because I also just ordered one for myself the day before I saw you got yours. And I was like, we're about to be twins. The best thing to do is make a shot of espresso at night as like a nice little dessert and just pour it over gelato as an affogato. My goodness. And it's like, you know, you have your good machine now. So it's like top tier espresso, super fresh. So just wait till you have like good, like get like a good gelato. Amazing. You're never going to go backwards.
No, I literally remember you saying that when you went to Italy this summer. And I was like, oh, it sounds so good, but you're so right. Now we both are going to have those machines. So fun. I will say it is like a learning curve to like use it though. Cause it's like, you're a barista now. You got to figure out like exactly the right way to do it. I can't say I mastered it yet, but I'm close, to how I like how it comes out, like the grind of it all, but the milk steaming piece, that's really difficult. So you'll have to help me on that too.
See, I feel like I'm lucky because of the milk part. Like I don't see my milk because I do everything cold, but I am excited because I did read that you can make cold foam using it. And I am obsessed with cold foam right now. So I'm sure that will be for sure a test in itself. But I can definitely agree with what you're saying. I don't have my machine yet. It comes in on Friday. But the espresso machine that I have now is like the pod one. So good coffee, but it's like the easy, simple, like pre-ground way. So of course, this is going to be like a nice, like upscale version of that. But, you know, when you're not used to making your own, you know, having it ground, like fresh grind and tampering it and all that stuff. I think it's cool to look at. I love watching other people do it. But now, like, you have to do it on your own. It's kind of like a different beast, you know? But just imagine all the great morning coffees you're going to have now, or like a late night pick-me-up, or, you know, whatever. And even when you have guests over, I think it's just a nice little treat for yourself and for others. So that's exciting. But I will say, one thing I wanted to note is first of all, your ice skates, so cute. I always talk about, I'm like, oh, do I need ice skates? And then I saw you got yours and I'm like, that makes so much sense for them. But taking you to the rink on Christmas Day, that might be the most romantic date I've ever heard of. I just think that is so cute. I was so jealous. I was like, oh my God. And it was, you were alone. Like, I know it was you, Kevin, and your dad, but like no one else there. Like, that is so the only thing that would have been better is if you were going around and it started snowing inside. Like, there is no better date.
No, I know. It was literally so freaking cute. When I first met Kevin, he also worked in hockey. And I remember being like, oh my God, like, that would be such a cute date if he would just, like, take me. Because, like, his, like, title is, like, operations manager or ice operations manager. So like he manages the sheet of ice that like the players play on. So like he always says like, oh, it's my sheet, like my ice. So I was like, that would have been like such a cute date to do. And that was 4.5 years ago. And also we just are like totally burying the lead here. A few days prior to that date on Christmas, we got engaged, which so exciting. I've literally been waiting for it for so long. But he did shock me as to like when he was going to do it because I had my mind set on a different time frame. So that was really, really like that. We'll get into that. But that was so fun, so cute. But yeah, I literally said to Kevin after we skated, I was like, are you like, it's crazy because 4.5 years ago, like I wanted this to be a date that you took me on. And like, here we are Christmas Day doing it. And like, you got my dad out on skates. Like my dad did a full lap and then he was like, okay, I'm done. We're good. And then me and Kevin just like skated around. So it was so cute. It was so romantic. And he really pulled out all the stops this week. He surprised me.
Honestly, I was going to say that's like the most perfect date. And then I was like, well, technically you getting engaged, but I wanted you to break the news first. But what's even cuter about that situation of like you guys going ice skating on your own, just the two of, I mean, yeah, again, your dad was there and then he stepped away and then it was kind of you two going around. That's like your first, think about it, it's like your technical first date being engaged. That's even better.
So true. I didn't even think of that. Honestly, it was perfect. It was so cute. And like, I woke up sick, not feeling great, but like, after that, like, I was on such a high, like, nothing mattered. Like, it didn't matter if I had a fever or nothing. Like, I was good.
Yeah. And your ring is beautiful. Kevin did a great job.
Thank you.
So excited for you both.
So I feel like when you were here visiting, you obviously got to talk to him a little bit. He did share with me that he, like, told you guys stuff. So I knew that, like, you knew some. Which is so fun, but it was so sweet that he was able to use like my Nana's gold band, which was really, really cool, really sweet. And then, just like incorporating my dad into the day or like the time frame, like we are out here in California by ourselves. There's no other family or friend, well, friends, obviously, but no other family. So it was cool that literally he was able to be there and kind of like witness it and all that with us. And I know it meant like a lot to my dad to be able to do that. So yeah, it was so fun. I just thought that it was going to happen in like spring or summer. I think I said that to you or like probably even on the podcast, like that I didn't think it was going to happen until after hockey season. So I don't know why I thought that. Like I just thought mentally he wouldn't be like prepared to do it, I guess. I don't know. But we had talked about it for so long. So like he knew, I knew that it was coming soon. But yeah, he got me as to when we did it. Because the day it happened, so we go up to LA to pick up my dad. And then we come back. Well, first off, so my dad and I, every time he comes in, for some reason, this has happened where we go and get pedicures that day. And my like nail salon that I always go to is literally right next to my house and they all know me. And it's so funny because they all are like, you know, when's it happening, Meg? When are you getting engaged? Like, is this the time we're doing your nails for your engagement? Like, we don't know. And so it's like become a whole freaking thing. Like everyone's been in on this, like when's Meg engaged thing. But when my dad wanted to come in, I was like, okay, I'll pick you up from the airport and let's go get our nails done. Like it was his idea to get our nails done. Then I was like, okay, well, he's getting in kind of late. So like, let's go to dinner after that, like nice and relaxed after getting your nails done. And then we'll go eat, stuff our faces, and then, you know, just hang out at the house. Cause usually the first night people come in, it's like, you know, you're just tired from the travel. So that was the plan. We went and got our nails done. And then Kevin's literally like calling me and like, you know, asking when we're going to be done. And I'm like, why does he care? Like our dinner reservations, not until like a little bit later, like we had time. I was like, stop rushing us. Like I'm literally getting my hands and my toes done at the same time. Like I couldn't move any quicker than I was already going. So like, why are you rushing me? And he's like, no, I want to know when you're, you know, what time we're going to be done. I want to like go and get the sun, like watch the sunset with your dad. And I was like, okay, well, that's cute. So then he like picks us up from the nail salon and he's like, all right, let's get dressed. Like, let's make it to the sunset, which is like, I didn't think anything of it because like almost to the day a year ago, my stepmom and my dad were also out here and we went to this exact spot to watch the sunset. And my dad loves taking pictures of like the scenery and stuff. So I just like didn't think anything of it. And it's actually near the restaurant that like I made a reservation for us for. So I was like all dressed up for dinner because I knew what restaurant we were going to. And I knew my dad liked taking pictures. So I was like, okay, sure. And it was actually a beautiful day that day. So the sunset, like I knew was going to be great. So I was like, all right, I'm hurrying up, whatever. And we get there and we're like, I'm wearing a dress too, which I never do. So that was just because like, again, I knew what restaurant we were going to. It was a little bit fancier. And we're just, you know, watching the sun go down. Like there's a bunch of people there, like just walking like back and forth. And then Kevin never likes to take pictures really like over and over again, you know? So my dad and I and Kevin are taking a pic together. And then my dad comes out and is like, okay, you and Kevin. And we take like one or two. And then Kevin's like, okay, one more. And then I feel like I see him turn around and like pull out this little white velvet box. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is not right now. Like, I was shook. And then I see like this photographer person come out of the like corner of my eye. And I was like, oh my God, Kevin, like, if you're going to do it now, I'm so happy with the photographer. And then, yeah, I blacked out. Like, I don't know what he said and how he said it. Like, it was so cute. But yeah, and then we like, once I came to and realized like, what the hell just happened, he had a buddy from work who's a photographer come and take photos of us. So that was so, so good. The pictures are amazing. And I don't even have all of them yet. But they were so good. I'm so, so happy. It's like the first time in my life where I'm like, oh, like, shocked and surprised in so many ways. And I was like, enough surprises this year. Like my dad and Kevin both have surprised me twice this year. I'm over it. I'm done with the surprises. I've got my ring. I got my husband. Like I'm done.
So first of all, again, congratulations. That's amazing. So happy for you guys. It sounds so special. I saw some of the photos. Beautiful. I can't wait to see more. What now? The question everyone's going to ask. I'm just going to ask it first. When is the wedding? Like, do you have an idea of like what time of year do you want to do it within the first year? So in 2025, or are you going to wait until like 26 so you can pick your perfect season with like ample amount of planning?
Yeah. People have definitely already started to ask. And honestly, the last few days have just been like crazy with the holiday and all that. So we haven't thought about it too much. But when I tell you my entire feed and like everything is just flooded with wedding stuff now, I'm like, oh my God, it's a little overwhelming. But we always talked about like spring or summer getting married. So I would love to still stick to that. I personally think 2025 sounds better than 2026. But then again, it gives us more time to kind of like really do things the way we want them in 2020, if we push it to 2026. But I don't know. It just kind of really depends on where we're going to do it. So that was one thing we did talk about this week with my dad was like, okay, are we doing it on the East Coast where most of our friends and family are? Or do we do it on the West Coast and then make people travel? So we've been like going back and forth with that. But I think ultimately, California, while we do live here, like it is beautiful. So it's like, why not take advantage of the beautiful spot? And then I was thinking about like random logistics, like, okay, I won't have to really worry about like weather impacting my day because the weather here is pretty like basic. It's like the same all the time. So yeah, I think we've settled on most likely doing it in California, but everything else is TBD. But I'm excited to like get in on the planning stuff now. I was never, you know, that girl to like have a Pinterest board and like, you know, pre-plan all of these things out. Like I have certain ideas for things or, you know, what kind of ring I liked, but it wasn't like, okay, this is what I'm going to have as my centerpiece, and this is the style, and this is the colors. Like, I just didn't have that. So I'm really kind of starting from scratch, but it's really fun. I'm really excited now.
Well, just wait, because your Pinterest, you're going to have one Pinterest board. It'll be like wedding inspo, and then you're going to have like various styles, and then they won't go together. You'll just have like, some posts make sense together and then other ones make sense together, but like they don't all make sense together, like all, you know, unified. I mean, which I feel like is normal anyway. I feel like a lot of people have varying themes or styles or color palettes. And, you know, when you think of your big special day, you're never going to be like one thing, you know, unless you're that good and you just, you know exactly what you want and everything. But it's just, it is fun to see all of your kind of like the different things that you want and see them all together, because again, you're going to be like, wow, some of those are a little strange. And then you also, that'll help you kind of weed some things out, so you might think like, these are all the things I love, then you see them all together and you're like, maybe I don't love like these things together. And so it does help. I've obviously been Pinteresting for over a year now.
Yeah, I mean, together now.
I know. That's like the best part, is like having, because like one of Ben's friends is also engaged. She had gotten engaged a little bit before us, and they're like already, like they have their wedding date, they have their venue already. And I'm like, whoa, like we're clearly very far behind. I think we're just so particular that it's so hard for us to just like nail it down and be like, this is the day we want, this is the time. Like, we have an idea of year, we have an idea of what time of year, we have an idea of like what month, we have an idea of like what we want our suits to look like. But then there's so many components, and then money cost is always, you know, the biggest factor. Yeah. And I, like we talked about last week, like we're also trying to buy a house, which is, you know, not the easiest. So when you put all those things together, it's like, what do you do first? What's more important to you? So yeah, but it is a very exciting time. I think you're definitely going to enjoy getting to plan your wedding. And then also, like, it'll be fun to also see like Kevin in wedding mode, because like, I obviously have never seen him in wedding mode because he's never been engaged before. But it'll be nice to kind of see like how, cause, you know, sometimes like guys are not as hands on, and then some really are. They just really want to be involved. So I think it'll be fun to like see like, one, like what he cares about, and then also like to see like what is so important to him that you both kind of like agree that this is how you're going to do something, or this is what it's going to look like. And because I know your, like your brand, you know what I mean? So, but I don't know Kevin's necessarily. So I think it'll be really fun to see literally the two of you marry your stuff together.
I see what you did there. No, it's so true. I think he will be like involved in stuff, because he was very like, I don't even know, particular. He's always very particular about like style and things like that. But he was particular about like making sure that like the engagement was like how he wanted it to be, kind of. So I just know that he'll want to do that as well with the wedding, which I appreciate. Like, I'd rather you have your say so than just like leave me to do everything, because that's stressful. But yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited we get to do it together. I feel like I can't stop saying I'm so excited, but I really am. I think that.
Yay. I mean, I feel like my perspective on year, and of course this is, you know, take it or leave it. 2025 just seems fast, just in terms of, because I know you said spring and summer, which is like months away versus having all that time. But I also think that like, once like you're, you know, you have a little bit of time to like gather your thoughts and look into things, like sometimes they do just fall into place really quickly, especially like venue. Like, kind of once, I feel like once you find your venue, that's kind of like the biggest thing, because then you know your date, and then it's all the small stuff in between, because those things you can plan for in the time. But like when it comes to the venue and the date, there's, you have so much competition as to when, you know, other people are doing it. So like, kind of once you get your venue and your date, you're kind of set. But I did definitely think that it was going to be out in California. It just makes sense for you guys. To me, I'm fine with it. It's like a little vacation again, you know? But I feel like it made more sense. Yeah, you have a lot of family and friends in on the East Coast. And I know it's like, technically, it's like home. Like, it's where you're from. Like, everyone's still there. But I feel like you've made your own place in California. And it makes more sense, I think, for you guys to be in the place that you feel like is special than to say, well, everyone's back at home. Let's just go there, because it doesn't have the same feel, you know?
I mean, I know that our friends and family will travel too. So, I mean, that's great. And I think it'll be fun for everybody. But it's the big, you know, hovering question is cost. So we'll figure it out. But luckily for me, I do have a friend out here. She's so sweet, and she is a wedding planner. So she, and like day of coordinator, like she knows it all. So it's also really helpful to have somebody like her that knows places and like venues and vendors like out here, which is really cool. So I'm like, I kind of tend to agree with you on the 2025s kind of soon. But then the excitement in me is like, I don't want to wait another whole like year. It just sounds so far, but like, I know that realistically, like, that's a normal time frame to wait. So we'll see. I guess I'm just excited. But either way, we are both in our fiance and bridal era, and I am here for it, and I'm excited.
Well, I'm a groom, but I hear you.
Yeah, isn't it the same bridal? You're still getting married. I don't know. I guess I didn't realize that that's like a thing.
All right, I'm going to have a few questions, kind of like rapid fire wedding questions. You might not have these already like figured out, because of course this is like, you know, the time you plan those things. But I have like things that I feel like most girls have an idea already. All right. One, are you going to wear white?
Yes. Well, like ivory or okay. Off-white, you know, like not sharp white. I mean, it's not 1960s and your girl ain't a virgin, so.
You're not? No, I agree, though. I prefer, I think growing up, you always like see women in like white dresses and it's so pretty. But I think as you get older, one, you realize that they weren't actually white. A lot of times they were ivory, and ivory just looks better on like most people's skin tone. Whereas like that stark white is like a little too crisp. But I'm glad you said that. So number two, will you be throwing a bouquet?
Oh, yeah. I actually caught my best friend Erica's bouquet. I think that was like 2 years ago now at her wedding. I will definitely be throwing mine to see who catches it next.
Ooh, that's exciting. Well, okay, so when you caught hers, were you the next friend of hers to get engaged?
Honestly, I think so. Yeah, I think I am. It was just her wedding was 2 years ago, so it just like feels far away. But yeah, I think I'm going to have to come back on that. But I'm almost positive.
It's because you caught the bouquet.
Literally, at least in our immediate friend group, I definitely am. But yeah, so it's like weird how that happens. But if anyone knows me, I am very superstitious. So I believe in shit like that. So.
All right, question three. Hair up or hair down?
Dependent on the dress. Well, definitely hair down. But it's either half up, half down, or full down. It's never going to be like an updo. That's just not me.
That's the answer I figured you were going to say, because I can't imagine it fully up. I can see the half up, half down, like to have some kind of cool, you know, design. But yeah, I was like, if she says up, I'm going to be like, who are you? Okay. And then last question, when you think of like where, so obviously like, you know, California is going to be like the place. Do you see yourself having like an outdoor wedding versus an indoor wedding? And or do you see like a beach wedding? Like, what's the vibe? Do you feel like, because of course, California is like known for their beaches. So what's the vibe, do you think, as of right now? Like, immediate thought to yourself.
Immediate, definitely outside. I don't love like a like ballroom setting. Like, that's not kind of my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely outside. I would say beach, but when I think of a beach wedding, like specifically out here, I'm thinking of like on a cliff, like on, you know, dance floor, you know, string lights above me, overlooking the beach, not exactly like directly on the beach, you know, sand, wind, all that, you know, that involved. So I just rather it be kind of like an elevated experience, like above the beach, but kind of enjoying the scenery. So yeah, that's kind of like where I just like don't know where that is, you know. It's just like in my brain that I'm like on a cliff somewhere, but I don't know actually how that can happen. So yeah,
I love that. Such a unique answer. No, it does. I love it.
What about you? I mean, you guys have been like, you've had such good ideas before, and it was like bigger travel. So are you still leaning towards that, or is it like you're going to keep it from home, like at home on the East Coast, so we can kind of save a little bit more money, or what are you guys feeling now?
I think for us, we originally wanted to get married in Iceland, because that's like a very special place for us. And I love Iceland, but so many complications with getting married there in terms of our cats, because we can't leave them home, because obviously everyone that we know is going to be at the wedding. So I refuse to board. So that's a no. And then we looked into other places. And then it just, the more you think of like a destination wedding. So Ben is very much like, everyone needs to come. I'm like, if you can't make it, I won't be mad at you. And I understand if you can't, you know, make it, that the timing doesn't work, if you can't afford it. Like, I understand all that, because I would feel that way. Like, if I couldn't make it, afford it, any of that stuff, I just can't go. So I understand when other people feel that way. However, I think when we like looked at the other options as to where to go to, it felt less special. So I think it kind of came back to like, we are going to do it in Philadelphia because it is a special place to us. And we're like building, we have a lot of ideas already, but like we're building this whole like almost like a weekend around like things to do, because there's so much to do in Philly and we know it so well. So like brunches, dinners, you know, restaurants to go to. I'm making like a passport of like cafes to hit up while people are in town. Like, I just think it'll be really fun. But I agree with what you said earlier. When it comes to like venue and place, I think that's just such a big deciding factor. And for us, like the ballroom is just not us at all. And we have such a very distinct style that it's not that common here. And so it's not that it doesn't exist, but it does tend to be on the pricier side, of course. So we really would love like either a greenhouse style venue or like an industrial style venue. And those do exist. Definitely greenhouse is like a lot harder to find, because when it is, it usually is more on the like older side, like more traditional feel inside. And you know, I love like a contemporary greenhouse. But so we do have a few venues that we looked at online that we were like, oh, this could be something special. And of course, you know, you have to like go see it in person and then like get pricing and time and all that stuff. So we do think 2025 is just going to be the year of like planning, but we probably won't get married until like 27.
Oh my God, so far.
I know, but we're okay with that. I waited, 7 years? So if I can wait 7, yeah, boy, can wait a couple more. And he's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Philly isn't going anywhere. I think for us, it's like giving the people, just because we do have a lot of, it's more so on his side, we do have a lot of people that will come to our wedding, giving them a lot of time to like plan ahead and make sure that they have somewhere to stay, you know, just a lot of the ins and outs of planning a wedding. It just affects so many other people, as I'm sure you know as well. But yeah, I think we just want to give ourselves like ample amount of time to, because I get overwhelmed easily when planning anything. I like to plan things, but it does get overwhelming, especially because me more than him, I'm a perfectionist. And so like, if it is not exactly the way I want something or envision something, I turn into Bridezilla. So I would prefer to give myself time to like, in case something, you know, if I have a plan for something and it's not looking the way I wanted it to, I can shift. I can look at something else. Whereas if I'm like, oh, I got a year, and then I'm like, you know, a couple months out, I'm like, oh, this thing didn't end up the way I wanted it to, I have like less time to like fix that. So I feel like in terms of finance and giving myself time to edit, I think will just be better for my mental health, you know?
Yeah, more power to you for being able to wait, because I cannot. But I agree. I think all the time to like really have things the way you want it, and more time to even just like enjoy the moment of being engaged, because that is such like a brief period in time for a couple. So it is exciting. The other day, Kevin said he like introduced me as his fiance, and I was like, oh my God, like, no fiance.
It's just weird.
So fun though. I'm very, very, very excited for you and Ben and for us. And we get to do this all together. So fun.
I know.
It's like such a weird, I like don't even feel like I'm old enough yet to do these things. And like we're in our 30s. So it's like, come on, Meg. Here, you're old enough.
Have you said fiance yet? Other than on the podcast? Like, have you introduced him or said the word like in real life?
Honestly, I don't think I have to like somebody that we don't know it, at least because I haven't really gone anywhere yet. So that's probably fine. But I like, it's a weird little title. I can't wait. But I am very excited to, you know, have him be my fiance. But I'm more excited for like the marriage and like for me to be able to say like my husband. I don't know why. It's just like a lot of weight for me. So I'm really excited. And not to mention, he's got the best last name in like all of last names. Like Diamond is perfect, especially for an engagement. So I can't wait to be Mrs. Diamond. Like, that's going to be so fun.
It really will. I know. I'm really excited for you guys. I think it'll be a, I'm glad you guys finally are engaged. And then I think planning, I think you guys will have a lot of fun. And it, again, it will be here before you know it. No matter what year you pick, like, it will fly by. And I think you guys will just have, I can already envision a beautiful wedding, a fun night. So I'm excited to see what happens and hear about it along the way and then join in the night.
Yeah, you'll be there. You know it.
Yeah. We're going to make a podcast from the wedding.
Right. Hang our mic.
Yeah.
Podcast from the across the coast, across the couch on the, what are those things called? Like wedding seats?
A pew?
Yes. I was like, partition? Like, what is that?
What a church girl. Okay. A pew.
Also not getting, we're not getting married in church.
Right.
I don't even go to church.
Right.
I wouldn't even, or not. Okay. So, well, besides all the engagement, the wedding stuff, I have not gotten to have 2 seconds to sit down and really watch a bunch of TV because of just constant running around. But I did want to tell you, I did finish Love Island, Australia. So I can't wait for you to catch up on that. And I started The Ultimatum last night. Need to just debrief. I have a girl birthday dinner tonight and then New Year's Eve. And then it's back in like, you know, the full swing of it. So I will be like watching for sure to catch up next week. But what are you kind of finishing off this year with?
I am currently, I feel like we've only really been watching 2 things. One, we've been watching Love Island like throughout the day. Again, it helps that we're off. But yeah, Love Island has really consumed a lot of our time. We are just at spoilers in case anyone is, you know, listening and isn't as far or hasn't started and is thinking. We just got to the part last night where Hannah admits to Taylor that she likes him. So that's where we are. Which I'm sure is far from because you're finished. So, but it feels like we like have watched so many, but it is a very good season. I do really like it so far. Most of the people I like. I don't really think there's anyone I hate. Whereas in the US, there was definitely people I did not like. And then, yeah, every night since Christmas, we've watched a Harry Potter movie just because Harry Potter is so Christmassy to me. And we did that thing where if you started at like, I think it's like 3:38 or 58 at night, whatever the timestamp is, at midnight, the stroke of midnight on Christmas, Ron says to Harry, Happy Christmas. So we did it. It does work. It was really cute. And so since Christmas night, we just watched the next movie every night. So we watch like Love Island throughout the day and then we end on Harry Potter and we go to bed and we wake up and we repeat. So it's been fun.
Nice. Oh my God, that sounds like a dream. I've been running around. So I feel like,
it's a good way to close the year.
Right. That's true. Well, what's kind of like your, like your New Year's resolution for 2025?
I think for 2025, I would say my resolutions are, one would be definitely to get back into my like my health kick because I was on like such a good trajectory like last year, I would say, just eating a lot better and being more active and working out. And then I think like I had gone on so many vacations in the beginning of this year that it kind of like derailed everything. Like I went to Italy, then I went to Mexico, and then I was in Boston. So everywhere just kind of like threw me off from my workout that I still do them, just not on a regular basis because it's so hard to, you know, I'm sure you know exactly what that's like where you are in such a zone and then you miss like a day or two and it totally throws you off and it's so hard to get back into it. So that's been like a big thing that I hated and I just like couldn't get the momentum to start up again. So I'm hoping that like come this new year, I'm just going to like really put forth so much energy to and then just getting back into like cleaning up my diet a little bit. I have a pretty good diet as is, but you know, just weeding out anything that I don't necessarily need. And then I would say that and definitely focusing more on my shop. You know, I have my own Etsy shop and I feel like I did a lot of stuff my first year and then second year, I guess same thing, you know, got busy and you just kind of like drop the ball a bit. But yeah, I miss doing like things for myself. You know, I miss being creative for me versus like doing it for work. So yeah, I just want to get back into like having that like creative outlet at home and fixing, you know, my own issues. So. And I think they're all achievable because I've, you know, I've done them before. I can do them again.
Yeah, no, you nothing totally crazy. Can.
What about you?
I'm so supportive of your shop coming back because you're right. Like you do it for you and it shows because you're not just like putting something out because people want it. Like you're doing it because you like it. And then it really resonates that way. So I'm so excited to see that. But I think my resolutions, it's more like I would say rather than resolutions because if I don't achieve them, I don't want to be like, oh, damn, I didn't do it, you know? I really want to get into a spot where financially I feel good about spending, which sounds so weird. But like, I right now am more like, okay, I have some consumer debt, I have student loan debt. And like, I would like to be able to like really be in a spot where like I could spend some of my paycheck and not be like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. I should be putting this towards like the debt. Like we're all going to have some debt and I don't have like a, you know, astronomical amount. And I am really good at, you know, budgeting, I would say, but I just want to like go easy on myself. I'm finally to a point in my career where I'm making, you know, more than I have previously. And I'm just in a spot that I feel like if I'm careful and I'm like conservative in like how I'm spending, especially with a wedding to plan now, like I just want to be in a better spot that way and not feel like guilty to myself, like for spending some of my hard earned money, you know, but then also putting it in areas that are like going to help Kevin and I grow, like getting a house, like we talked about, like whether it's on the East Coast or the West Coast or wherever, like being able to kind of upgrade our space a little bit would be like something I would want to be able to do in the new year. And obviously it takes money to do that. So I would like to be a little bit more financially secure is the word. I'm not even sure what the right word there is, but yeah, work on the finance side of things. And then I would also, so most of you know now, I feel like I've mentioned it a few times on the pod where I teach bar for the bar method. So I want to continue growing in that because I do find such like, you know, creative outlet in being able to teach. So that's been really rewarding over the last few years. So I would like to continue to like maybe pick up a new format and be able to teach more. And then also with starting this new job, I, you know, really love the company and I love the team so far. And I really would like to be able to, you know, right now I'm kind of owning a vertical for the business and I really want to make it successful and kind of succeed or exceed those goals that they have and I have in place so far. So excited to do that. Yeah, I think those are like my biggest things because right now, like, I guess I was so focused on getting engaged or like the next step for Kevin and I since we've been together for a decent while now that I was like, okay, well, that'll be my goal for next year. Well, now that goal's already happening. So I had that one as such like a big one. And now
I love that. I mean, obviously another big one for you is actually planning your wedding. So that's going to be a big part of, you know, your new year. But I love that. I feel like that's very mature and adult, grown up of you. And I support you 100%. It's funny, when we left, when we came and visited you in November, we got home and Ben was like, you know what I kind of wish we did? And I was like, what? He's like, I kind of wish that we like went to a bar class and like one that like Meg taught at. Like, I wish we would have done that. And I was like, I thought the same thing. And then, you know, it's one of those things when you're there, it's how, like, do you want to like do things and see things? Do you want to, you know, like how much of like normal life, you know, do you want to? And he was like, I feel like it just would have been cool to like watch her do that, but then also participate. And he was like, I don't know, maybe we would have felt better about ourselves doing it. And I was like, no, you're so right. So I think like the next time we come and visit, we want to, you know, do that. It's, you know, especially just to support you and see you kind of do your thing. You and I had sat there and I was watching you kind of prep for your class. And I thought it was so fun to see you, how you love it. And it's great to watch even you prepping for the thing you love. So I can only imagine like you being in the environment, in the class, teaching and doing your thing. So yeah, I would love to, next time we come back, plan something.
Yes, I would love that. I mean, I did try and convince you guys to go to a class with me. So next time for sure. But I love that Ben went away thinking that. I've been trying to also get Kevin in class for years now. He came to one class once, and it was like the Valentine's Day, like sweetheart class, where like all or, you know, boyfriends, husbands, whatever comes. So now he's not going to have a choice. And I might just have to request to teach that one. So
yeah, he's a fiance now. He has to go.
So, but it is really cool. I think like I ended up taking my dad to one of the classes this week. And no, he did not take class, but he did watch me. And he's like, it's kind of crazy to see you like be so professional on the mic and, you know, do your thing. So and it is, it sounds like another language to somebody who doesn't do R every day. So it is, it's like a little flex, you know, it'd be nice to just kind of show off my skills and show you guys what I could do for like your bodies. And, you know, I feel like I'm not as professional day to day, especially when we're just like kicking it and talking it, not talking it, see? But in the classroom, I swear, I have like my professional voice goes on and it's, you know, I love connecting with all the clients that come in, and our studio is really cool because it's like a really close community. We do have several guys that come. It's mostly women, but they're, you know, it's just a really, really good group. And that's kind of how I've been able to build like my circle here in California, is the studio and then teaching and the workout in general. And not to mention, it's like an incredible workout for your body. So yeah, I would love for you guys to come, and I'm excited to kind of grow into that field a little bit more. And yeah, I forget where I was going with that. I'm like, now I'm like thinking the fact that I haven't taken in over a week. Like, I'm so out of shape already.
I feel you. I had to like pull my little walking pad out. And I went for my walk earlier for lunch, or, you know, actual lunch. And I'm like, I need to do more now. So I'm like feeling the same way. I'm like, this past, you know, Christmas week has gone by, I did nothing. So now I'm like, oh, I need to like really kick it in the gear. So what else can I do?
Well, you can help me with the diet portion on exactly how you like count your macros and all that kind of stuff, because I've never really been great at that. And I'll help you with the work part.
Perfect. I need you to like, you have to like bar me. You know what? Just like FaceTime, put your phone in the corner in one of your classes, and I'll just be like doing it from home.
Honestly, we have like an online membership, so like I could just do that with you. That's
cool.
Yeah. Oh, well, it has been such a week. I can't believe that we're going into 2025.
Same.
It's just insane. Like, where did 2024 go?
I don't know. But I'm so glad that like the year ended with you getting engaged. So special. And we like kicked the podcast back off.
We didn't even mention that. Like, duh. Like, we're literally doing what we love to do. So I'm excited to continue to express all the creative outlets that we both have.
Yeah.
This being one of them.
Yeah, so, I'm excited to like go over and see kind of what topics, you know, are next and what we do with the podcast, because we have so many ideas, and it'll be fun to, you know, see those things come to fruition and give you guys a treat.
We got lots cooking. It's been a messy end to the year so far with getting, you know, do we start a TikTok? Do we not? Do we do video? Do we not? Like, so we have lots of things coming, but this is a platform that will be here to stay for us. And I'm excited to continue it.
Me too.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2025.
Yeah. See you next year.